DJW Mobile.
Sire Mobile.
W4DJW Mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Dave. And how's your day going? We're just heading down to Hobby Lobby.
Giving the dogs a good brushing, and we're headed out to McAllister's. They can go with me somewhere where I don't have to get out and leave them in the car by themselves.
What'd you say, Bernice? Oh, it's a deli. Well, I was going to ask you what McAllister's was. What kind of stuff do they have, Dave?
And broccoli soup. I get a sandwich, and Amy gets broccoli soup.
I like that broccoli soup. I think, weren't you going to make some, Bernice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff, especially, I think she makes broccoli cheese stuff.
Cheese and Amy's broccoli soup, too. So you're going to Hobby Lobby. You're just be across the street from me.
Yes. I'm not as good on directions as she is, I guess, Dave. I'm the pilot, and she's the nav. But, she's got to put a zipper in a leather purse for my son-in-law's mom. And she's put it off for about a month, so she's finally going to get at it.
Cleaning out one of the back bedrooms the other day and making trips to Goodwill and came across a box that had a brand new sewing machine in it. I bought Amy a sewing machine one time, a long, long time ago.
What's returned? Oh, well, they got an ambulance down there at the shooting range. That's not a good sign with its red lights on. Maybe they're just doing some kind of a drill. Oh, my. It's definitely Saturday. The traffic's blocked up clear up to the tiny houses residence.
That would have been worse on weekdays than on Saturday, but, you know, it's getting so crowded around here. It doesn't surprise me.
Quite right. We go during retired time, little of both. Between 10 and 2 is the best time, Dave. You're retired now, and you'll have to remember those numbers. Because any time other than that, Highway 101 is just a mess here. And there's no room to expand it. I noticed they had a tree service up here, a big one. It was like a double tractor trailer. And I think they were going to go down there and work in the curves down by the old mill. Boy, that would be a dangerous job.
It is a dangerous job, but boy, do they get paid good. Amy was looking at their pay, and it is through the roof. Those guys can make $300K in a year if they're not married and they just stay focused on doing one job after another. They can make upwards of $300K a year.
Is that tree service guys?
Well, linemen in general, which is mostly tree service, right?
I don't know, but linemen. Yeah, you know, I work with high voltage all my life. And one mistake and you're dead. So I don't know what to say about that. That seems a little extreme. But you try being out there in rainy, freezing rain, sub-zero, and working with, 13,800 volts. I don't know, Dave. That's, they should be compensated very well, as well as our police officers and fire department. But this was a trailer set up for, I've never seen one so big. And I think what they were doing, down there in the curves, did you see those big trees sticking out between 101 and, say, going towards your place or going down towards the old mill? Some of those were, 18 inches in diameter, and they cut them off, but the stub was still sticking right towards you as you went by them on the highway. And I thought, oh, my God, if somebody'd run into one of those, that would be devastating.
You got a little fuzzy. I think it's on my end, not yours. If I'm still fuzzy, it's me, not you. I just pulled up to the window at McAllister's. Yeah, Amy saw that. She was telling me there were, for the longest time, there were lines that would go within a foot of the top of your car when you went by it. And then they laid on the road for a long time, power lines. And then last time she came through there, she said they got the power lines up, but the trees are still there. It's going to be a while. A tornado went down through there and touched down in multiple places, coming from Ingalls going back toward your house. And it touched down several places there. And Rutherford Road in that hairpin turn, just up at that, going up that hill, is one of the places it touched down. And it just made a mess out of everything it touched down on. W4DJW.
Wow, I didn't know that. But, yeah, she's exactly right. It's just absolutely frightening to go by them. And if you go straight here on 101, like you're going down to Wade Hampton, the same occurred there by the old mill. And those stubs were pointing right out at your windshield. And like she said, if you'd have veered, you know, a foot or so, you'd be dead. And the thing that gets me the most is we followed a drunk down through there one night. Now, I think about, you know, these officers catch so many people with marijuana in their cars and spice and what's that other one, meth and all of that stuff. Oh, my. That'd be a terrible scene, I'll tell you. And then it might cause multiple collisions. Nighttime down through there is pretty spooky anyways.
I went to take trash that way. One time I had to turn around and go the long way. And then one time I went and it was really congested and single road. So last two or three times I went to the transfer station. I went around toward Lake Robinson down where that church is. But anyway, at the red light they put in at the top of 101 over there coming off of O'Neill, I just go straight across that red light, and that takes you over to Lake Robinson, and I come in that way. That way I avoid all of that.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea. This is N0TR. You know, I was looking down through there. I'm not sure. I think they might have cleared that, Dave, down on further towards Wade Hampton. And we just turned off here on, I guess, Rutherford. And, there's still mush there in the ditches there just before you get to 101. But they've cleared a bunch of it back away from the road. It's not as treacherous as it was. But I sure didn't know there was a tornado in here. But there was a large, it wasn't a high voltage power line, but like Amy said, there's still some big logs here, though. They don't look as dangerous and threatening, but it was probably Heliax or something like that. They left it lay out in the road for a long, long time. At least it wasn't high voltage.
But it was, but she didn't want to get near her car. Because that's when she comes in. She cuts off on Memorial Drive Extension coming home from Spartanburg and brings her up to Ansel School Road. And then she cuts across or goes down 101 and hits that hairpin turn and comes up back up there and comes in the back entrance of our subdivision. And that seems to be faster for her than going out toward Ingalls. But there was a woman on social media that took pictures during the hurricane and showed the tornado, and Tom, it was massive. It was probably three times the diameter of my house. It was huge, and she turned around and went the other way. She posted pictures of that tornado on, and she was going north on 101, and she turned around and went back the other way to get away from it, and then it came down through there and made that mess, which is still a mess. She said the linemen or the people that pick up the trees, they're going to have a job because it's all entangled in the guardrail. And there's no shoulder of the road for them to work on, so they're just going to have to shut down that road when they start getting all that wood out of there.
The trailer that was there a couple of days ago was parked right beside the old mill, and you know how narrow that is, even if a car's pulled off. And the double on the back of it, I think, was set up just for logs and that, you know, to chop them up. It was massive, and it would need to be. I heard him say on TV the other day, clean up some of the other towns, they said they wouldn't take anything over 6 inches. And I thought, wow, they haven't seen that down there by us. We just passed 290 there and just come past your place, Dave. The Central to you.
JW, well, I might, I'm at the four-way stop on Suba Road coming up to Rutherford, going up to 290, so we might pass each other if that's the way you go to Hobby Lobby, which probably is. That's about the shortest way to get there. But, yeah, that's going to be a while before they get that cleaned up. They're going to have to do bigger than 6 inches. Some of those trees are approaching 3 feet in diameter. At least the one I had that went over, it was like 3 feet at the base and 2.5 feet at the top where it branched out into all of the limbs. And, yeah, they're going to have to do that. It's going to have to be more than that, or they're not going to get up 80% of what's out there.
Well, they're building a big house along this road there. Sure been taking their time. They're building two houses over behind our property now. But, Dave, but then you get down here towards Josie's, you know, at that intersection just to the north, and then it goes back to crap. Why didn't they finish it up to Wade Hampton?
Rutherford, did you turn off 101 and go up Rutherford toward the horse ranch?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we passed your place. We're just a few blocks from Wade Hampton now. We're going to turn in here at the Hobby Lobby entrance. You got to get leather needles.
So one to Fairview, and then you cut across that way to go in front of where Ken lives to go over to Hobby Lobby?
Ken lives. Oh, who is that, Dave?
He's one of the morning group. He talks in the morning. This is at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning when he's on his way to work. I don't know his last name. Well, I'd probably recognize it if I heard it. KN4TFW or something like that is his call sign. Really early in the morning.
Oh, yeah, with Patrick and them. I've talked to him many times. I just didn't know exactly where he lived at. But I usually look up people on QRZN. There was one guy on there yesterday, and he was broadcasting. And he kind of annoyed me. And I'm not a band cop. But he'd come on there, and he says, ka-chunk, 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 and just, yeah, no call sign, no nothing. And he wasn't really rude about it. And he sounded like he knew what he was doing, and I said, that's an illegal transmission. Let's give a call sign, give me that, and I'll talk to you a while. And he was dead silent. And then come back on. He said, oh, yeah, it'd be like a fox hunt to catch me. And I said, no, 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 it won't. I said, we can triangulate you now, and everything you say is recorded. I don't think they all know that.
Well, no. It's probably, you know, once it gets to a certain point, it's probably, there's going to be an article written up, and it's going to be submitted to QST to see if they want to publish it so that other clubs can take advantage of the technology. It's really good technology. I really enjoy working with it.
For that engineer, I think it's Robert, down south there someplace that helped us out on that terrific system, and it can locate them, I was told, in a matter of milliseconds.
There is like a 2-second delay getting the data to the server to get all of them to get crossing vectors. Right? It takes a couple of seconds, but yeah, it can identify them in milliseconds, their location from their each of their positions. It does that in more like microseconds. You know, milliseconds are thousandths of a second. Microseconds are millionths of a second. And it just takes a few handfuls of millionths of a second, and it knows exactly where that signal came from.
That's an amazing technology. I recognize the DF antennas up at Chad's, but he never ever told me about it, and nobody else did. But you don't have to tell me about it. I know what that is. But I never ever said anything until you said it was okay. And it Yeah, it's good to let people know, but he never did give a call sign. He just disappeared.
Unfortunately, we do have those that walk among us, like you say, and probably more of them than us. But anyway, I am in the garage, and I got to let these puppies out, and I got to handle them so they don't get under the car and get burned on the catalytic converter. They are short enough they can run under the car and get burned. So anyway, you and Miss Bernice have a good day. Good talking to you, and if I don't talk to you again before then, catch you on the net tonight. N0TR W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. I'd love to come see them sometime or bring them up. I love dogs. Very much so. All my life. Anyways, take care, Dave. Nice talking to you this morning. W4DJW N0TR. Clear.
Where's that LK?
You can jump in there. We was just drawing, you know, BSing a little bit. I'm waiting on Bernice. She went into Hobby Lobby, but I'm going to get out and go in there in a minute.
I'm working the CW contest, and I can hear you in the background. I wanted to tell you, I worked 40, 15, and 40, 20, and 15 last night, and I'm working 10 meters this morning. I've worked 15 contacts just in the 28.06 frequency and up to 07.
I just was lazy last night, ignorance by complacency, I guess. And yesterday, at the Gray Line, I went downstairs for something. I'll just take a listen because I knew that contest was on, and I cherry pick it at times. And the first one I heard was Fox Whiskey 7 Alpha Alpha. That's Wallace and Futuna. And it's way out in the Pacific, and it'll stretch your antenna. But that was the first one I worked. But the only reason I took the time was he was on 12 meters, and I made a mistake because on 10 and 12, if you're using the amp, I always leave it set on 50. But I run the radio up at 100 watts without any amplifier and work almost all of them. Ooh, this car almost got hit. It's amazing what you can do on 100 watts on CW. I worked several on 100 watts yesterday. But then I turn it down. Well, when you go to 10 or 12, that's an add-on to a solid-state amplifier, $30 or something. I've had it for a long time. This is N0TR mobile. But one of the things you got to do is you got to turn that input to the amplifier down, Shane. And I forgot it. And I always just move it back to 50. And it don't hurt anything. But on 10 and 12, needless to say, I just happened to look to the left and I seen the ALC light blinking. The automatic level control on the amp, and it never blinks. And it was CW, so it was very, very short transmission, of course. And this was a little before. And I looked up, and there's a readout on the tuner and said 1,452 watts. Well, that just happens to be a 1,200 watt amplifier. Duh.
I guess you got to watch all that stuff when you're transmitting. I'm trying to keep an eye on my SWR. It's doing fine, but I'm having a blast. I worked it for a while last night, and then I've been doing it this morning for a little bit early this morning, and then my son and I went fished for a little bit out here in the pond, and then I came back, and I was doing a little more. But it's a lot of fun. I'm getting a lot better at copying those call signs at the speed they're sending.
It's time in the world to do that, and that's the way I learned. Years ago, I would listen, and I might have to listen to them two or three times, but gee, manny, they're going so fast. There's one of them on their D4DX or something like that, and he's on Cape Verde Island over towards Africa there, you know. I'm sure you've seen it. And I wanted to pick him up yesterday on 12, just for a band filler, for the heck of it. And I swear he must have been sending at 40 words a minute, but guys were still working him at 26, 28 words a minute. I always turn it up to 30, but for him, I turned it to 32. Yeah, that's at the extreme of my ability to even send, let alone copy. But you really, if you didn't see it on QRZ, you'd have had a heck of a time just picking out who he was.
You know, trying to do it without looking so that I have to make myself listen. And it's taken me, some of them, it's taken me two or three times to get the whole call, or most of them. I can get bits and pieces of it, and then I'll fill in the blanks, and I'll listen two or three times. But I always make sure I get the call before I work them. But I've actually been progressing my send speed up one notch. Every hour or so, I'll push it up again, and I'll do great for a long time, and then all of a sudden, I'll just screw it all up. My hand got cold, I guess.
To practice that is practice your numbers, and just, you know, have a dummy lower, kick it down on 5 watts or something on a frequency seldom used, and start doing the numbers from 1 to 0. And or from 0 on up, I usually go 1 up to 9 and then hit the 0 and go back and go up. Ooh, there goes a car, and the rear end of it's open, and it's absolutely full of packages. I hope he sees that, because he's going to lose them all. It looks like a lot of money. But that, try that. It's fun to see how fast you can do the numbers, yeah, Shane. I better get in there, or Bernice is going to think I lost her or something. Hey, maybe I'll hear you this afternoon. Two great guys, Dave and you, that made my day. See you later, Shane. In 4ZLK, in 0GR73.
I wanted to tell you what I was doing here. You're a big Elmer, as far as I'm concerned, in this part of it. Say hello to Bernice and have a good day. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Great, check this. Mobile.
You have mobile.
Check this, mobile.